Judges chapter 16. Samson went to Gaza. There he saw a prostitute and visited her. The Gazites were told, "Samson has come here," so they surrounded him, laying in wait for him all night at the city gate. They stayed quiet all night, thinking, "At dawn we will kill him." Samson laid there until midnight. Then he got up in the middle of the night, took hold of the doors of the city gate and the two posts, pulled them up, bar and all, putting them on his shoulders, and carried them to the top of the hill across from Hebron. After this, he fell in love with a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. The rulers of the Philistines came to her and said, "Seduce him and find out what makes him so strong and how we can overpower him, so that we may tie him up and subdue him. Each of us will give you 1,100 pieces of silver." So Delilah said to Samson, "Please tell me what makes you so strong and how you might be tied up and subdued." Then Samson answered her, "If you tie me up with 7 fresh bowstrings that have never been dried, then I will become weak as any other man." So the rulers of the Philistines brought to her 7 fresh bowstrings that had never been dried, and she tied him up with them. Now she had hidden some men in the inner room. Then she cried out to him, "Samson, the Philistines are upon you." He snapped the bowstrings as easily if it were threads when it touches the fire. So the secret of his strength was not discovered. Then Delilah complained to Samson, "You have mocked and lied to me. Now tell me how you can be tied up." He said to her, "If they tie me up with new ropes that have never been used, then I will become weak as any other man." So Delilah took new ropes and tied him up with them, then cried out, "Samson, the Philistines are upon you." The men were hidden in the inner room. He snapped them off his arms like threads. Then Delilah complained to Samson, "Until now you have mocked and told me lies. Tell me how you can be tied up." He told her, "If you weave 7 locks of my hair into fabric of a cloth on the loom and tighten it down with the shuttle pin, then I will become weak as any other man." While he slept, Delilah wove 7 locks of his hair into the fabric on the loom and tightened it down with the loom shuttle pin and cried to him, "Samson, the Philistines are upon you." He awoke out of his sleep and tore away the shuttle pin and the fabric. Then she complained, "How can you say, 'I love you,' when your heart is not with me? You have mocked me these 3 times and have not told me the secret of your great strength." She nagged him day in and day out with her words and pestered him so that he was tired to death of it. So he told her everything. "No razor has come on my head, for I have been a Nazarite to God from birth. If my head is shaved, then my strength will leave me, and I will become weak as any other man." When Delilah realized that he had told her everything, she sent and called for the rulers of the Philistines, saying, "Come up one last time, for he has told me everything." Then the rulers of the Philistines came up to her and brought the money in their hand. So she made him sleep on her lap, and she called in a man to shave off 7 locks of his head. This is how she brought him down, and his strength left him. Then she cried out, "Samson, the Philistines are upon you." He woke up and thought, "I will go out as before and shake myself free." But he did not realize that the Lord had left him. But the Philistines grabbed hold of him and gouged out his eyes. They brought him down to Gaza and bound him with bronze chains. He ground grain in the prison house, but the hair of his head began to grow again after it had been shaved off. The rulers of the Philistines gathered together to offer a great sacrifice to Dagon, their god, and to celebrate, for they said, "Our God has handed Samson, our enemy, over to us." When the people saw him, they praised their God, for they said, "Our God has handed our enemy over to us. He was the one who ruined our land and killed so many of us." When their hearts were merry, they said, "Call for Samson, that he may amuse us." So they called Samson out of the prison house, and he performed for them. They had him stand between the pillars. Samson said to the lad that had led him by the hand, "Let me feel the pillars that support the temple, so that I may lean against them." Now the temple was full of men and women. All the rulers of the Philistines were there, and there were on the roof about 3,000 men and women that watched while Samson amused them. Samson prayed to the Lord and said, "O Lord, remember me, I beg you, strengthen me this one last time. O God, with one last blow may I get revenge on the Philistines for my two eyes." So Samson took hold of the two middle pillars on which the temple rested, and leaned on them, the one with his right hand and the other with his left. Then Samson prayed, "Let me die with the Philistines." Then he pushed with all his might, and the temple fell on the rulers and on the people that were in there. So he killed more at his death than he killed in his life. Then his brothers and all his father's family came down and brought him home, burying him between Zoar and Eshtaol in the tomb of his father Manoah. He judged Israel 20 years.